Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Ben Reichle is across from me.
And we're show prepping up to the last second.
Well, if people saw, it's like the duck underwater, you know, they're just paddling like crazy underneath, but if you look under the top, they're flowing smoothly across the lake like nothing's wrong.
I heard a couple of the shows, bits and pieces of a couple of shows this week, but you're becoming a football fan all of a sudden. Talking about the Eagles, talking about the Steelers, Penn State.
I've always been a football fan, Cowboys
high
fan.
High school football coming up.
Mm-hmm. Penn State fan. My love for Penn State is growing.
Good.
It was at its least when I was at Penn State and was zero after that, but I've decided to pick it up
a little bit. And Franco Harris would be buddies when you were there. Or no, Matt Millen, I'm sorry.
He was not there.
Matt Millen was there.
He was there.
Millen was there.
Right, I saw him.
Yeah, so, good football season right around the corner. But big events coming up here, I know we'll talk about it. You got Sunbury River Fest coming up, and the world, coming to South Williamsport for Little League World Series.
Right around the corner. So, there's a lot going on around here.
Big team from Louisiana coming up from down south. Hopefully they'll bring some crawfish and jambalaya along with them.
So for the next 2 weeks, if anybody says to you, there's nothing to do around here, you tell them they are perfectly mistaken.
If you can visit the Little League World Series, catch a game early in the afternoon. Great venue. Just fabulous atmosphere up there. It is fun. The other part I would like to quick mention is folks over in Elysburg, Canobles Grove. If not the best, find me the best amusement park in our country. Dick and Buddy Canoble and the family, excellent job. Very nice documentary on public TV, Pennsylvania Public TV, about the Canobles and the start of Canobles Grove. But if you don't get out to Canobles Grove once or twice a year, when they're open and what's going on out there, shame on you. But no, a lot of things to do. Little League World Series, excellent venue to go to. And Mark, you talked about high school football starting up, and
not only
high school football, but you got the field hockey, you got the cross country folks. So those boys and girls are going to be out representing their schools.
Run! So a lot of people practicing out there. Yeah, watch out for young people on the roadways too.
You and I could do a couple cross country practices, and it wouldn't hurt us, right? Might hurt us physically, but it would help us health-wise.
I could run a mile. Just have to be patient.
I think you and I could double team. We each do a half.
Half K. Didn't they do like a half K in Seals Grove? Wasn't that the shopping promotion that we glad to participate in? I think it was a half K. Yeah.
What do you have to do? Run through the mall?
No, downtown Lewis or Seals Grove downtown.
Oh, that's right. That was one of the
What was that? 1K or something? Yeah. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Occupying that line shortly will be Sherry Jacobson. She is one of the women who was instrumental in making sure that the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, a local group, got started. So she'll be dialing that number shortly. We'll talk to her. And we did talk to one of the key aide, Jason, for State House, U.S. House member, Fred Keller, to talk to him about possible changes in gun laws. So he is going to check in the weeks ahead, but not today. It is not on the schedule today. Senator Toomey's too busy, and then Senator Toomey's off next week. It's funny to hear from an aide to a U.S. senator. He's off next week.
Well, at least
sounds funny.
At least he's too busy.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that means he's doing something.
Well, he's the center of the universe right now on all of this, so that is good.
Where's our other U.S. Senator.
Casey, he's talking to the governor. Busy. He did, you know, they took advantage of the publicity this week and did a couple of photo ops, but certainly he's not in the forefront of anything in Washington, D.C. You're shocked to hear, but he's there. Mm. Folks are welcome to email us at onthemarketwkok.com. I got three emails pending, and we can look at those. And we got a half a dozen texts left over from yesterday, but all are still very current, and we will read those. You can join the list of texts at 70236. As promised, Sherry Jacobson is on the news line. She's an individual who helped start the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. She had a conversation with U.S. Senator Pat Toomey this week when he was in Lewisburg for a forum that involved a lot of leaders around here. Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
When you talked to Senator Toomey, what was the sense that you might have gotten from him that not only will he support some changes in gun laws, but that they might make it through the Senate and through the House, perhaps, and then past the president?
Yeah, so we were really encouraged to hear Senator Toomey reiterate his support for background checks, and he also spoke about the importance of extreme risk protection orders. Sometimes people call those red flag laws. Those are laws that would remove somebody who is experiencing a crisis, just temporarily separate them from their firearms following a court order and due process. So he is supportive of those. Those are two legislative priorities for our organization this year. So we were really encouraged to hear his strong support for those background checks and red flag laws.
Well, background checks do happen at commercial gun sales already. Explain who's not doing a background check.
Right. So right now, current federal law only requires licensed gun dealers to conduct background checks on gun sales, which means that all kinds of people who are prohibited from owning firearms still could theoretically or in actuality do buy them like via the internet, for example. Somebody who is selling firearms as an individual on the internet is not required to do a background check. And so what we would like to do is close that loophole. You know, we talk about enforcing the laws we already have. Background checks are a law, but we would like to close the loophole that enables people to still acquire firearms without a background check.
That's what they call, in a way, that's what they call the gun show loophole, because individuals that are buying and selling guns occasionally might see each other at a gun show. But the gun shows themselves are regulated. Those are generally commercial gun dealers that are, you know, conducting background checks fully in compliance with that law. This idea of expanding background checks, does it exclude anything? For example, if a father wants to give a son a sort of an heirloom-type shotgun or just a usable, you know, daily-use shotgun, would that be included in that, that those two individuals would have to go through a background check?
So what I've seen for background check laws is that they would not apply to, I don't remember what the terminology is. It's not, it might be primary relative or something, but that scenario you're describing, father to child, or grandmother's got the hunting rifle that she wants her granddaughter to have, those would be okay. Spouses can exchange them, transfer them. But what we're really, you know, what the problem really is people who know they would fail a background check, going out on the internet, finding a firearm that way, meeting someone in a parking lot, handing over some cash, and getting the firearm that way. That's what we're looking for. So, we're not worried about you bequeathing your hunting rifle to a descendant or something.
So internet businesses, internet gun businesses, there are background checks. You're talking about private
individuals that
I'm
just
happen
to
private sales. Okay, exactly.
So internet sales are
firearm dealers are required to do these background checks and do, you know, and that part of the system works very well.
Okay,
but
now,
when the original background check law was, you know, codified, we didn't have the internet as a marketplace. And as we know, all kinds of things are transferred on the internet now. And we really want to make sure that people who would not pass a background check if they went to a local gun store, mom and pop operation. You know, they're paying their taxes. They got the bricks and mortar operation. They got their sales staff. They're paying their electricity bill. You know, that if somebody went to that place, they would not be able to purchase a firearm. And so what they do is they go out on the internet, they look for a private sale, and they do it that way. That's the loophole we'd like to close.
There you go.
Now, how would you enforce private sales? When you say you want background checks on private sales, are you talking about if that gun is used in a crime, the person who, how would you track that? Because there's probably little to no paperwork, cash or checks of some sort. They're usually probably not taking credit cards. So the enforcement, is it realistic to think it could be enforced?
You know, we are supporting background checks on all firearm sales. And like any law, you know, every single law we have, of course, has to be enforced. But that shouldn't, you know, those are details that can be worked out and will be worked out and have been worked out in the past. We are extremely happy to see Senator Toomey supporting this life-saving measure. These are really important laws to have. We talk about bipartisan. From my perspective, this is a nonpartisan issue. I don't think any American wants convicted people who are criminals, domestic abusers. I don't think we want these people who would normally fail a background check to be able to purchase one without it. And it's just a common sense piece of legislation that the vast majority of Americans support. We're thrilled Senator Toomey supports this, Senator Casey supports this. This is really important legislation. Americans do not want criminals buying firearms on the internet, you know? So, we're delighted to see Senator Toomey support this.
Well, I don't think anybody would argue with that. It's the implementation of private sales. I've not heard over 15, 20 years, of course, the gun show loophole type scenarios, I have not heard how that would be implemented. Understanding when you go and buy a firearm at a store, at a dealer, you go through, if that can be improved, that's fine. One thing I would, talking to some gun dealers, would say that the information should be better secured and shared with agencies. Your local police agency should be able to get information from the FBI on somebody who buys a gun or when it was involved criminally. So I'm not sure how privately you get to implement that, meaning that nobody's disagreeing people shouldn't have guns, but how would a state or federal law implement a private sale without having you have
how would
to
it regulate
register?
A private sale? Well, first of all, let me just add, and then Sherry can answer. You had a question for her. I think right now private sales aren't regulated. They're not illegal. The only thing illegal would be about a private sale would be is if somebody sold a gun to an individual that they knew would not pass a background check. That would be considered illegal. So now it's not illegal. Then it will become illegal. Most of society complies with most of the laws. It'll be a law enforcement tool. It'll be just another crime that individual can commit that can be reported, found out, talked about, or in many cases, individuals may wish to comply with it and may stay in compliance. It is not going to stop illegal gun sales. And here's evidence of that. One of our texters sends a note, says millions of guns are sold over the internet, but every single one of them is already supposed to be shipped to a dealer.
And then you have to pick it up at the dealer, correct?
If they are not, they are already in violation with a federal law. So all the way back to Sherry then, I guess the question is compliance, and then we have one more question for you and we'll let you go, but please answer
right.
Ben's
so
question about compliance.
I try to take a larger view of all of this, which is that we have right now 100 people dying a day from gun violence. We have more being injured by firearms. And we have even more if we think about sort of ripples in a pond. The effect that this has on survivors, you know, I met so many people last weekend, unfortunately a lot of mothers whose children have been died in gun violence. I've met people who've had parents who died by suicide. These are intergenerational traumas. Aside from the 100 deaths a day and the injuries and the ongoing trauma, we are not going to have one law that fixes all of this. And so when I see a great piece of legislation that is vastly supported by, you know, the vast majority of the American public, and, you know, this is something that would keep us safer. It will not be perfect. Of course, it will not be perfect. People still speed on the, you know, highway and on and on and on. But we are working as an organization, as a nation. We want to turn around that 100 deaths a day. Background checks are great legislation. Extreme risk protection orders, also known as red flag bills, these are also great pieces of legislation. It is thrilling to see, you know, people on both sides of the aisle getting behind this. Both of our senators support both of these kinds of bills. I think it's a very exciting time, and Americans should be really excited that we are, you know, maybe turning a corner on this gun violence problem.
All right, fabulous. How do folks get more information about Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America?
There's a couple things people can do. One thing they could do if they would like to take an action but really can't commit a whole bunch of time is to text CHECKS, C-H-E-C-K-S, CHECKS, to 64433. That will connect them with a message that they can then share afterwards with Senator Casey or Senator Toomey, expressing their support for background checks. Our legislators need to hear from us. They need to know that there is a lot of support, even here in the mid-state or the Central Susquehanna Valley, for background checks. So that would be something that maybe takes a minute and a half or two. Text CHECKS to 64433. If you'd like to get involved in the movement, you can text COMMIT, C-O-M-M-I-T, to 64433, and you will get in touch with a group near you, and you will be able to do everything from actions that take 5 minutes a month to, you know, attending meetings and brainstorming next steps.
All right. Well, do keep in touch. You have an open mic anytime. We appreciate your perspective and especially your time. I know you got a lot going on, Sherry. So thank you so much for the information and keep us up to date.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
it. Nice to talk to you.
Sherry Jacobson of Lewisburg, one of the founding women, a part of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, part of the very active Jacobson family in Lewisburg. We've been lucky enough to meet David and the son and the daughter. I hope I'm not omitting one. They probably have three young people, and I don't know them. Oh, they do, actually. There you go. All right, a quick break. We shall be returning shortly, and we will have more of our talk show. If you'd like to join us, call us now, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemarket@thekok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
No, the Phillies lost 5-0 yesterday against the Giants.
Ooh, yeah.
If you were listening.
Bumgarner pitching for the Giants, unfortunately.
If you were listening to the Rob Center today, you'd already know that. Mm-hmm. All right, welcome on board, everybody. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. Feel free to do what Stan has done. That's call 1-800-795-9565. Before he dialed, he sent us a text that says every one of those criminal misuse of firearms that she's talking about is already a violation of existing law. So please tell us, how will the government ever solve the gun issue if the government won't do its job? They're already not doing their job enforcing existing laws. Do we need more laws?
No.
Go ahead, Stan.
No more laws.
You're on the radio.
Okay, I know. You hear me?
Yep, perfectly.
Yeah, but
okay.
Stan, we've had this conversation 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. Don't need the laws. Enforce the laws.
Yeah. There we go. Hang on. I was on the wrong thing. Yeah, enforce the law. I mean, what's the problem with that? The laws that we have.
Okay, but it is not illegal for you to take a high-powered 308 AR-15 with a 100-round magazine and sell it to me for $20. Well, it is for you, but for other people, well, you have your federal firearms license, correct? That's still current.
Right.
So
now the big lie that keeps being spread, all right, is this internet thing. All right, law says anybody buys a gun on the internet has to be shipped to a dealer. So why are we keep spreading this lie that it doesn't happen? Now, if people are doing it, they're violating the law. I mean, within state, all right, within state, if somebody gets on Facebook, which Facebook doesn't like, and who's the other ones that most of those big tech companies don't allow that, you know, start spouting off that they want to sell firearm and meeting people in a backyard somewhere, you know, technically, unless it's a handgun PA, that's legal. Doesn't make it right. I won't say one way or the other, but it's still legal. All right, that's the only internet thing that can happen where a firearm is transferred, you know, legally. But that's within state between two individuals, as long as that transfer is legal. If it was a handgun, it wouldn't be, because it would still have to go through a dealer. But any other internet transfer, I got guys come getting guns shipped in here that are from in-state. They don't want to drive for it, so they have them shipped to me. And then we do the transfer, just like they purchased it here. That's perfectly legal. So this, you know, this spouting off about the, you know, internet transfer, all these guns getting sold over the internet, it's a big lie, and I'm tired of it.
So, but individuals may contact each other via internet or, you know, however they choose to.
Classified.
Well, they do it on the phone, too.
Right. So classified.
They do it on the phone, do it by mail, whatever. Yeah. It used to be, you know, you had Shotgun News was out there, which isn't kind of went away with the internet, with a gun broker and stuff. You know, people used to contact over the mail. You know, through the mail, send the money through the mail. But that all those guns, if it was out of state, always came to a dealer.
Right. I have purchased and sold guns privately after running a classified ad in a fine local newspaper.
Exactly. Now,
or
if it's a handgun, you know that you have to take it to a dealer. If people are violating that law, well, there's a law against it. So what do you do to those people?
You enforce the
law. You arrest them and convict them.
Yeah, and Stan, one of the things, too, though, is I find it interesting that we get people talking about the macro, and particularly on some of the social issues, it's the macro. It's for the good of this or the good of that. Well, then you get to the micro, get into the details, then you find out, hold it, this isn't correct. This isn't common sense. Might be your common sense. And you know, when somebody tells me red flags law, I said, yeah, that should show up, throw up a red flag, and it should show me the details of this red flag law. You know, is there some things that can be tweaked and changed and altered, maybe on state level, on a federal level? Once you get the broad brush of the feds, good luck, because then you really have to look at the details for your state on how it will affect your state.
Right, and you know, you're violating people. I don't care what anybody says, they're violating people's rights. If your neighbor calls up and says, well, I'm scared of this guy, he's, you know, he has a gun and he's shooting him in his backyard, which he may be legally doing because of where he lives, he can do that. But the neighbors, I'm scared of him, so what are they going to do? They send the cops out and they say, well, this, and your neighbor's scared, so we're taking all your guns until you prove that you're not a danger. So whose rights are being violated?
Well,
there?
That's not how red flag laws work. You might have a police officer
that's what they're telling us. But that doesn't mean that won't happen.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think you can say what about anything. Let me ask you this, Stan. If individuals are required to do a background check for all sales of guns in the future, like private sales, like Ben sells me a shotgun and I go out to his house and get it and give him $100. So what is wrong with us doing a background check? In what way does that hinder people's rights if selling guns privately is done? It has to go through a background check. How does that infringe on your rights?
Well, it's time and money, but to what end? What's it going to prove? All right? Because you take a... Okay, there's a pool of how many millions of guns out there, all right? And somebody say, Mr. Joe over here has 100 guns in his collection that he's been collecting all his life. He's turned 65 or 70 years old, and he wants to sell those guns because he wants some retirement money because Social Security isn't doing it for him. So he puts an ad in the paper and starts selling them, and then what?
All right, we're going to have to pause.
To what end?
Let's pause, but please call us back. Fabulous conversation. I think this is a critical issue, and it's, unfortunately, this time, Stan, I don't think it's going to go away. It's at least going to be talked about.
No, it'll go away.
Oh, good. Okay, good. All right, yeah, the NRA will decide. When they're done, the NRA will kill it. So, all right. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Ben Reichle is with us. Fabulous producer Rob Setter, as I stated earlier, could not be any fabulouser if he tried. He's the cat's meow for us, so we appreciate that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. I'll tell you how to get involved in Text Connect a little bit later on. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in everything, all types of vehicles repaired, selling all types of vehicles. They do state inspections. They get the car wash, the alignment shop. They do great big trucks or little smart cars. They can fix a mini bike up to a Harley. You name it, it can be repaired at the Sunbury Motor Company. They'll pump you up with nitrogen if you so choose, and then you'll save a lot of money on your tires. And the Quick Lane, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can go online and check out online specials or look at the thousands of vehicles pre-owned and new that they have readily available on the lot. They had about 5 Ford Rangers earlier, and any one of them would be a wonderful upgrade for me to think about next year, so I'll do that. SunburyMotors.com is their website. Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln are the brands that would be most suited to you at the Sunbury Motor Company. In the news, a Snyder County businessman says he has completed his purchase of the formerly largest employer in Snyder County, Woodmode. Businessman Bill French confirmed at WKOK he bought the former custom cabinetry company. In a letter to employees that was posted online, he says a bulletin will be sent soon to the workers outlining the restart of the company. At this point, French says his plans include taking orders and making hires a few at a time. And that's the Woodmode sale is in the process of happening.
Positive.
Yep, absolutely.
Positive.
Right, you can't restart it unless you buy it. So that's the beginning of the beginning. Shikellamy's JROTC program has a new instructor, Lieutenant Colonel Bart Wagner, 30-year veteran of the Army National Guard and professor of military science at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He lives in the Pittsburgh area, resides in the Hershey area. Came from the Pittsburgh area. Very excited to come to Shikellamy.
I went with the senior cadets. They're very motivated. They have plans what they want to do and very impressively, they realize their obligation and their opportunity to train younger people and show them and carry the traditions on. So that's a perfect fit for what I like to do, and it's a great opportunity.
Chickalamy School District also hired a principal last night. He is Mark Freeman. He's currently a principal at the Bloomsburg Middle School. He'll come up for a salary of $110,000 a year. President Donald Trump is coming to Western Pennsylvania next week to visit the $6 billion, that's six with a B, billion-dollar ethane cracker plant under construction there. A White House official said Thursday the visit to the 386-acre site at Monaca had been planned for this week, but was put back because of the mass murders. The massive Shell Pennsylvania Chemicals plant will convert natural gas liquids into plastic pellets for use in manufacturing. There are currently about 5,000 construction jobs there. Shell says they expect to have 600 permanent workers at the facility when it's fully built up and running in the early 2020s. The plant will be operated by Shell Polymers.
Big deal out in Beaver County. Governor Tom Corbett was instrumental in getting that plant to happen out there. Hope when the president is in Monaca, he gets to meet Mario. Mario's the borough manager of Monaca, so a good area out there that's rebuilding themselves, and Mario and his group at Monaca is working hard to keep the reputation of Chief Monaca.
Right. They got billions of dollars in corporate welfare from the state so they could go there, tax breaks and so on.
It's incentives. It's working. It's better to be here in Pennsylvania than to be in West Virginia and Ohio. So, you know, welfare to some is workfare to others.
Okay, and finally, some good news to pass along. Ivanka Trump will travel to South America in September to focus on issues that make it difficult for women in developing countries to prosper financially, including a lack of access to credit and limits on employment. President Donald Trump's daughter and White House advisor plans to visit Paraguay and Argentina to promote the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. The program started 6 months ago by focusing on three key areas: job training, financial assistance, and encouraging legal and regulatory changes. During the trip, aides say Ivanka Trump will advocate for laws and other changes that will allow women to access courts and other institutions, build credit, and own an inherit property, travel freely, and work the same jobs as men. Ivanka Trump, who had a business selling clothing and accessories before joining her father's administration, said these laws, while not exhaustive, are foundational to building strong societies where women can freely participate in an economy. Owning property, either a land or a home, is one avenue to financial independence for women, but 40% of all countries limit women's property rights. According to research by the Global Development Initiative, women cannot run a business in nearly two-thirds of the world's nation. In 17 countries, they're prohibited from traveling without permission, and in 37 nations, they're not even allowed to apply for a passport. Many nations also limit women's occupations and work hours. Advisors to the president's eldest daughter point to changes underway in Ivory Coast as an example of the kind of change that can help women in developing countries. So the president sending an envoy to push for change.
Ivanka Trump's been involved in Asia and the Middle East and promoting women in business.
Oh, she's well qualified.
So,
there's no argument there.
She's promoted this around the world. Little to no coverage in most of the major media, but she has been in different parts of the world making this happen.
It's a three-paragraph story for broadcasters, so that's a long story.
Today it is.
So that's, it is today. It definitely is today. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We do not have any emails that relate to our current conversation, which relates to universal background checks being an excellent idea, a common sense change that would make us safer, to coin Senator Toomey's phrase. Senator Casey also favors this, and, of course, Senator Casey favors banning AR-15 or black rifles, whatever you want to call them, military-style semi-automatic rifles that look like a Army-type rifle. One of our listeners sent us a couple of texts, so we will we'll read those. Universal background checks would make us safer is the assumption. I favor the universal background checks, but I'm not sure of the evidence. There are places like California where universal background checks are already already in effect, and are they safer? You know, are there fewer shootings there? I don't know of any evidence of that, but that's what we're talking about. So I invite folks to call us. Maybe they know that, you know, California is X times safer, or I favor background checks, but I think they'll, in terms of how safe they'll make us, you know, because of mass murderers or anything like that, I think we'll be one big fat the same. Well, you know, I think we'll have more laws and more work for police to do, but I believe in what Sherry and the Moms Group is doing. I think it's ideal. I think we should have universal background checks, and I think Senator Toomey is 100% right when he phrases the question. These are common sense changes in gun laws that I think will make us safer. He doesn't I can prove empirically that it will make us safer.
That's part of the problem. Does he think or does he believe these will work?
He believes it, yeah, but I believe a lot of things don't happen.
Yeah, the implementation of it is the key. Again, you know, we have a caller earlier and who talks about in the macro sense. Get it down to the details. And what we're seeing in, almost 100% of these is there's some mental health issues. Now, How do you get around that square with the HIPAA and what we're doing? I mean, Mayor Giuliani of New York back in the 90s started to try to get the homeless and some of the folks having mental health challenges into facilities of some sort. And he was called everything, including the devil, on doing that. So now we have situations with the mental health in this country and people having problems for different degrees. We've demasculated young men in this country. You're putting people...
We'll get back to that later.
Well, yeah, we're putting people in situations where the frustration is coming out, and you see that. But part of it is the cultural situations we're seeing. And that is part of how young men are being treated growing up, and people can be offended. I'm waiting to see the article coming out. Maybe it's going to happen this hunting season where, Mark, you pull in with a nice big buck on your Ford Ranger, your new Ford Ranger from Sunbury Motors, mm-hmm. and somebody down the street is offended by that you went and shot an animal. First of all, you used a gun, and then second of all, you mounted it on your truck and drove it around like it was a trophy. Somebody is going to be offended by that,
right?
And the time is coming.
Okay, 1-800. First of all, correction. One of our good listeners says, Mark, as always, you are unable to accurately quote anyone. Senator
Toomey. Just so you paraphrased.
Right. Senator Toomey's phrase, which he's tweeted hundreds of times, is, these are common sense changes in gun laws that, WILL, will make us safer. Yeah, he says verbally, I think they'll make us safer, but he tweets that they will make us safer. Okay. So thank you for that. You're right. I am not the best quoter of...
Well, just paraphrase.
...anybody. Lance, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for listening, being a fabulous caller, and just, you know, just plain being you.
Okay. I guess that... excuse me. Your co-host there must have... He reads...
Ben.
Yeah, you met him, so.
Well, yeah, I'll say. Anyway, that how badly young white men are treated in our society is really horrific.
Well, young men in general, not white men, young men growing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, take a look. Like, if you go to college for admission, you're...
You're fading out again. You got to speak up through the whole sentence.
Okay. Go to the bottom of the list. Let's say when you go for college admission, okay? Then if you are a male, you are put down as being some kind of a pariah. I mean, that's, two really awful things. And until we start to treat everyone the same, regardless of your skin color, your station in life, or your zip code, we're going to have trouble like this. And that's the truth.
Okay. And universal background checks?
Well, it's purely window dressing. They won't enforce it if someone tries really not qualified to do it because they certainly aren't now at all. If you take all those millions that were kicked out, it was only over something like 25 that were ever prosecuted and only several that ever served any time for anything. And I think we need to do some enforcement, don't you think?
Well, that's the problem. If you enforce the laws, then you'll see if the laws are working or not. By putting laws on the books, you can selectively enforce, or, as you say, when you don't enforce, you're selectively not enforcing. But one thing, Lance, I know you have this information. I didn't get to ask our earlier caller. You know, when somebody puts out statistics, and especially they're in round numbers, when someone says 100 gun deaths per day, I think I've seen numbers that show whatever the total number is, 60 or 70% of those are by suicide, so self-inflicted. But
it's 30%, but anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, is it 30%?
Well, that's what everybody's talking about today. I don't know what the source is.
I thought it was higher. I thought it was
higher. Oh, my goodness, it's way higher. It's like two-thirds.
So whatever the number is. But then how many people are killed daily, weekly by alcohol?
Okay.
Now you got them
started. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. If we could stop 3% of the people who drink and drive from drinking and driving, we'd save as many innocent lives as if we had no mass shootings. In the worst year we ever had for mass shootings was the debacle at Las Vegas that year, okay? 115 precious souls died. During that year, about 3,500 people who were not drinking died on the highway because someone else was. So that's about a 30-to-1, right?
Well,
if we want to save lives, don't you think we should do something about that?
Yeah,
when it comes to alcohol together, okay? Actually, it isn't quite 100. If you average last year, it was 96. But they like to, you know, round things up. Okay, so we figure that 96 or 100. There were 235 people died from alcohol every day last year. I mean, that's the truth.
Well, it's what happens is you'd hope you could stop society, but at some point, society does what it does to itself. And unfortunately, there's innocent people involved in that. People are going to drink. People are going to have unfortunate incidents mentally and take action and become deranged. And innocent people are involved. But when you look at the overall picture, you look at alcohol, you look at the opioid crisis, and you look at guns. And what you'll see, especially in certain groups, and the medical field, you know, they're trying to get, you know, guns. The gun violence is a mental health issue. You know, it's a health issue now. So, you know, again, at 30,000 feet, you look at this a little bit different. Get into the details and see then what can be done. And we hear about these mass shootings, gets all the publicity. But what about Chicago? What about Baltimore? What about the crimes going on there with guns and the shootings? Even down in Harrisburg last weekend, I believe there was 6 or 7 shootings and 1 or 2 fatalities. I mean, just
so we shouldn't solve legitimate gun issues in America until we have Chicago back to normal.
Well, you should look at...
Just let all this violence continue because Chicago is still out of control.
Why isn't Chicago being addressed? Why isn't Baltimore being addressed with gun issues? When a mass shooting, a tragedy happens, it gets the publicity. But where is the left and the rights people in Chicago and Baltimore, in these cities where there's problems consistently? And you look at the cultural problems.
All right. Well, if we spend enough time talking about Baltimore and Chicago, would you agree to some gun law changes that make sense then?
What gun law changes would make sense?
Universal background checks, red flag laws,
universal
Senator Toomey's
lie and
try law.
Means what? And what
universal background checks? Oh, you don't even know what we're talking about.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I knew what you were talking about. But what are you going to change the universal background checks that are going to make a difference in these last two mass murders?
The theory would be that individuals who buy guns illegally now is that there would be fewer illegal gun sales if universal background checks were conducted. As we have mentioned, of course, it's not illegal for us, for you to sell a gun to me, unless you know for a fact that I wouldn't pass a background check, at which case it is illegal for you to sell that gun to me.
Do both these shooters buy guns legally?
To the best of my knowledge,
okay.
Yeah.
In a universal background check, would either of these been flagged?
I understand what you're saying. And I think, honestly, for any law that you pass in the U.S., you can sit there for 25 minutes and say, what about Chicago? What about Baltimore? What about anything? You can say, what about anything? These are common sense changes in gun laws that will make us safer. There's just no disputing
what are you
it. But
changing?
You can say, what about? See, you can say, what about all day long?
What are you changing? What are you changing from law today? What steps are you changing?
Law-abiding citizens won't sell guns to individuals who are dangerous. That would be the big change. Lance, we're going to give you the last word. Take the break. Another call coming in. We'll be good to go.
Well, what I can say is really we've got to start someplace. But this universal background check thing to me is a real super joke because bad guys are going to do her anyway.
Right. Bad guys will definitely still have guns.
And all we're going to do is, like with Prohibition, was create a real cash flow for organized crime.
A new racket. All right. We got you, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, and as always, one of our listeners sends the correction. Lawrence, it would be better if you just kept your mouth shut. Nothing you say is accurate, right, or even in any way remotely fact-based. The number of suicides in 2012, according to Wikipedia, was 64%. 64% of the gun deaths in the U.S. were suicide, not 30-something. You'd be best if you weren't even on the show. So there's the facts for you.
Wasn't that what I said, two-thirds?
Yes. Yeah, well, you were spot on, as always, Lance, as always. So
okay,
I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and we'll let Ben do the show. Sir, we have to do commercials. What are the words that precede commercials? Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to have On the Mark without Mark, but On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Believe it or don't, you'll be shocked to hear that in the On the Mark show, we're talking about common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer. Red flag laws would be one of those changes. And one of our listeners says, whoa, 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 what is the Supreme Court case that upheld red flag laws? And the answer is two individuals in two states have tried to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court won't hear it. They have upheld the law. So it doesn't actually qualify then as a case. It was sent to the Supreme Court on appeal and was upheld by the court. So I don't know of any case where the Supreme Court actually heard a red flag law, but we know in the past they've decided not to and have upheld the existing state laws. And also another correction, not so sarcastic as the previous one. And these corrections are coming from one of my friends. I'd hate to see what my enemies would tap out. But anyway, it says the El Paso shooter absolutely positively, without a doubt, was not a Trump supporter. Why do they connect him to Trump? What is the connection?
Well, the media certainly has, and they've certainly...
Well, I mean, they must have a string or a thread of something.
Well,
they don't just say, hey, he shot somebody, he's a Trump supporter.
No, they talk about the manifesto. If you see it and read through it, and I've said, bits and pieces of it, but there's some immigration scenarios in there. But the guy was, well, both of them were just flawed. And unfortunately, you look at the Dayton situation, and the parents lost a daughter and a son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this. I don't know what you would say. You know, he shot his sister. I mean, these parents have to be devastated in Ohio. I mean, that just unfortunate.
Okay. On the topic of blaming President Trump for the shooting in Texas, one of our listeners says, well, how about this then? What about, given today's society, the Beatles then were to blame for the Manson killings? After all, it was the messages in the music.
Well, you look at points of history, and maybe there's something to say to that. But you know, look at what has happened. Has it been more positive in the world or less positive in the world since the moonwalk? You take that date in history and look afterwards. Are we better off? Society?
Absolutely. We have the internet.
Okay.
We can get our hunting licenses online now.
We can get your fishing licenses online.
I'm ready for my lifetime license. One more year and I'll get the lifetime. Frank, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling. Go right ahead.
All right. First of all, I'm going to say this. I'm not making a call about taking your guns away. Let's make that straight up clear.
Okay.
All right. Obama never said he was going to take your guns. We need something in place. Look, we are not living in normal times. And I looked at the news, watched the time response to where the first responders could get in and take action. 6 minutes in El Paso, and it was literally 30 seconds till the cops that were happened to be in that Dayton area could intercept the killer. Both instances, the AK was used, and there was just, carnage. The Second Amendment isn't a suicide pact to allow these kind of weapons to be out for the public. And listen, Connecticut, they passed tough laws after Sandy Hook. Bordering states could learn a lesson. They're not that they're the crime-ridden place, Detroit or Baltimore, but somewhere, somehow, people just have to get some, they just have to grow a pair and say, look, it has to change. The statistics will speak further down the road. And we have the power in a vote to make a difference. And it took the Ohio governor, I'm not sure, to travel to Kentucky, and whoever would go down there to, assail Mitch with the complaints that you can't stand in the way. And finally, Mitch appears on TV and says, okay, let's talk about it. I don't think these idiots are watching TV. I don't think they could care less to see the pain, the suffering that America is going through. We're not normal. This society has grown a love for the Bible and the gun, and that's how the Obama statement, but literally, your Second Amendment for the freedom of speech shouldn't be a suicide pact to allow whatever the hell anybody wants to buy, use it, and shoot and kill people. And I don't care if they're inflamed by a president or just they cannot stand the color of another person's skin. But we have at least a responsibility, a moral compass of responsibility in the country to get something started and accomplish it. I mean, the world looks up to the United States and says, hell no, it ain't going to happen in our country. Look at what those jobs are doing. Something has to be done.
What something would you say has to be done?
I guess he's fed up. That's what leads a lot of these changes. Okay, so what has to be done? Universal background checks, Senator Toomey's lie and try, actual mandatory enforcement for individuals who lie on a federal firearms form and try to buy one illegally.
Enforce the law.
Enforce the existing law.
Enforce the law,
sure.
And share your databases.
Individuals who are on the no-fly list, not able to buy guns, another change that Senator talks about.
Be careful on the no-fly list, because that's a very frustrating list, knowing people who've gotten written on there by accident.
Mistakenly.
So you got to be careful.
But so we have remember, bad listing, but could it be a good law?
When can you violate somebody's constitutional rights? When can they be presumed guilty?
None of these before they're law innocent, changes though? Do that.
Well, but if well, are you sure? If
you're oh,
on
absolutely.
The, if you're on the no-fly list,
sure.
How do you get off the no-fly list if you're not on there properly without spending
a lot
amount
of
time
money.
And money? So when you're like, and again, so we just had a caller talking about, so we have to do something. Why? How about doing something about the opioid crisis, which the president's administration is taking on head on?
Start out your sentences by saying what about, and then we'll be clear that you're deflecting from the main issue.
I'm not deflecting from the main issue. What about the other issues? Gun crimes are so, I'm not deflecting anything. What right. about the alcohol deaths? What
there
about the opioid deaths?
Perfect.
So, and then we say that. So, you know, when if universal background checks, how would they have stopped this killer?
I'm not
well, then
sure that I can sit here.
Well, then if you put a law in that wouldn't stop that, what are you trying to do?
I think
you're trying to infringe on people's rights to a degree.
Well, the goal is to do what our previous caller asked us to do, and that's take some actions that can or will
okay,
that will make
work?
Us safer. I'm not sure that the weekend shootings would have been disrupted by a universal background check. But we already have laws against murder, so we just need to enforce the murder laws,
yeah,
and then
so
we'll be safer,
if
right?
If they wouldn't work, if we have laws in place that will be enforced that would have stopped this,
okay.
What more laws do we need?
Right. Don't change laws. We already have murder laws, and that's all we
need.
If
they need to be changed and adjusted, then what are they?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you change them, and how do they work?
Anyone else with any further whatabouts, give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back. What are you saying?
Is that an automatic over in the corner behind you there? Is that your firearm? Because it won't go off unless you touch it.
Yeah, okay. I'm wondering, where are you headed here? All right, 1-800-795-95. Oh, all the lines are lit. Okay, everybody gets 2.5 minutes. Chris, we'll start with you. You have waited the longest. Thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, it wasn't very long. Yes, there is one solution that will help with the crime problem a lot and some of the other issues you've been talking about. I wouldn't say it would necessarily affect mass murderers. Murder situation particularly, but it might help because it might get some guns off the street, so to speak. And it's very unpopular, and I happen to own one firearm, and I'd probably resent it too, but I still think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And that's gun registration.
Register every single firearm in the U.S.
Every single firearm. That way, when there one shows up in a crime, if it's been sold against the law, you have somebody to go to. You also have to make a law that I'm not sure, I don't think it exists currently, that you must report firearm theft, which I don't think is necessarily on the books now. And maybe make the penalty for having unregistered firearms confiscation.
Okay.
That would solve all that problem about illegal gun sales because people would know it would get traced back to you.
And you trust the U.S. government to keep good track of this list of 300 million guns?
Well, yeah, they do it with cars.
You've never been to a chop
shop. Yeah, just
then. how many cars are stolen?
Well, yeah.
Found
yeah, remember, if you're going to do that, you have to say what about.
Yeah, but if a car is used in a crime or abandoned with signs of criminal evidence or whatever, there's a registration number on the motor and everything that people, and you can find who owned the car last.
Okay.
Registration of your firearms is not a slippery slope. It's a flat-out cliff.
Yeah,
no, it isn't.
That will make the United States not be the United States.
Do they confiscate your cars?
That is a cliff that the United States probably is not going to go
over. I don't think the right to bear arms.
That's what I said in my opening statement, but it would solve all those problems of illegal transportation. It doesn't have...
Black market.
It enforces the Second Amendment. And it's really a very good idea, no matter how unpopular it actually is. And another thing about firearms, I think it's like, I think the number of firearms is way up, but the percentage of families with firearms has gone down. From my understanding, it's down to about a third of the population now, or a third of the...
Okay, Chris, we'll walk through this here.
No, we're out of time with Chris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chris, we got too many callers standing by. Thank you so much, Chris. Mm. Good questions. Great observations. Thank you so much.
Yep.
3 minutes. So give David, everybody gets 3 minutes because Chris got 3 minutes. So please go right ahead.
Okay. All right. As a firearms dealer, I have a unique perspective on everything. First of all, the two shooters in Texas and Ohio passed the background check. They keep saying he bought the firearm online. He ordered it online, and it has to go through the dealer, and the background check paperwork goes through. So they did pass the background check.
Right, so the only thing he did illegal was homicide, right?
Yeah, he used that, just like the couple idiots the past couple of days have been stabbing people, one right in front of a Pittsburgh police officer.
I saw
that. Secondly, the universal background check only applies to private sales. And what they mean is that if there's a registered gun show going on, there'll be no private sales going on at the show unless a background check is performed by one of the dealers. If I do a firearms transfer for just a person-to-person, usually handgun, it's only a slight $10 fee, you know, and it's enough to keep the firearm registered and complies with Pennsylvania law.
Okay, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there real quick. Hold on. Senator Toomey's idea isn't that. I understand what you're saying. You're talking about one thing that would close this gun show loophole, and so that's true. But that's not what Senator Toomey's talking about. He is talking about universal background check every sale, every time, anytime, with only a family exception. That's it. So we are talking about two different things.
And I do transfers many a time, and sometimes when somebody has an AR, they will come to me and say, hey, I'm selling it to this guy. I want to do a transfer because I want to make sure that it's put in your book and then registered out to him. And we do a $10 transfer fee, and it does take care of it. Oh. And as far as trace goes, I've had to do traces for the ATF. The ATF knows every firearm that I've received from a wholesaler since I started my business. And when they contact me, they say, on such and such date, you received this weapon from this wholesaler. We're doing a trace. We needed to give you the 473 information, which the information has to be maintained for the life of the business or sent to the ATF every 20 years. So they know what firearms I've gotten from the wholesalers. And it's my responsibility and my duty and the law to report that information to the ATF within 24 hours of request of a trace. So it does go through. There were 165 million plus firearm owners over the past weekend that didn't kill anybody. You had a far left and a far right individual that went crazy, and it's plain and simple. Now, Pennsylvania uses mental health records. A lot of states don't do that, and the federal government doesn't do it, although if they do their national instant check, they don't have the mental health records like Pennsylvania does. And that is part of the problem, just like the president said. We need to look at the mental health issues that these people have in there. You know, if they had attempted to purchase them in Pennsylvania, they may not have gotten cleared, because if they had a mental health issue, it would red flag it. As far as red flag laws that they talk about, there's no repercussion to appeal red flag laws, as they, it's just the judge, and they don't have an appeal process, so that if you're proven to be not mentally unstable, you have a next to impossibility of getting your previous firearms back. So red flag laws aren't the answer.
That wouldn't work. Okay. And real quick. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
David, I was going to say, if we got extreme and we said, okay, there was gun registration and you had to personally register every part of your gun, which we know is very unconstitutional, and it's either it got to be a tax scheme, so put taxes on your guns later on, or whatever that would be. But that would not solve these crimes. If these people even register guns and then they went and committed a crime, how does this solve a problem?
It doesn't. None of the proposed legislation does. All handguns are registered in almost every state in the nation.
Already.
You know, what they're after the long guns and the shotguns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're trying to blame this on Trump. You know, looking back in June of 2016, Omar Mateen, the black Muslim, shot up Pulse nightclub and killed 49 people. Nobody blamed President Obama at the time for that shooting. This guy had a mental problem. He was infatuated and infuriated
with
the people poll. Yeah, so, new laws aren't the answer. Just enforce, just like Meek Mills is walking around. He was a felon with a firearm. He should have been done in 5 years.
I've got to stop you before you wind up again. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David. Thank you so much for calling. Rick, you are next. Last up before a quick break. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to know where the appetite is to repeal the Second Amendment. I think we should get Senator Spector to put up there and just find out where we're at.
Well,
he's repealing the Second Amendment.
He's going to have
because
a
all
moment.
This stuff we go through in every mass shooting is the same thing we'll go through for the next mass shooting. So we should find out where we're at just to get it over with once and for all to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah, one of our guests one time talked about that. I think Attorney Cliff Reeder said, what you're really talking about is repealing the Second Amendment. And, I mean, he wasn't an advocate for this, but he said, if you're going to change all the laws.
But should we have a vote for it just to find out where our senators are?
Okay.
Well, I think we know where most of them are. Senator Spector's going to have a
tough
time.
Well, I'm not sure about Senator Spector yet. I mean, tell
me. He's dead.
I'm not sure about him yet.
You're talking about
Casey. He seems to be going the way of Senator Spector dead.
You mean Senator Toomey is becoming more of a Spector. Okay.
Senator Arlen Toomey.
Okay, we got you. All right, anything else, Rick?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thank you.
I would like to know where we're at, though.
All right, good idea. Yeah, let's put these up for a vote and see what happens.
Did he say Arlen?
Arlen Toomey. You thought Arlen was all over the place in the past. Now,
Arlen was a Republican and a Democrat.
Right, now you really don't know where he is.
Boy.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. That'll probably leave one open line available. We have some texts. We got a caller waiting, and we got an email pending. So we will be right back.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar in Lewisburg. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker. Regardless of your past experience or how long you've been smoking, this program is designed so you can stop smoking without anxiety, irritability, or gaining any weight. For only $49.99, you can become a non-smoker through hypnosis. Tuesday, August 20th at Best Western Plus Country Covered Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg from 8 till 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. All forms of payment are accepted, or for more information, go to markpatrickseminars.com. Over 500,000 have attended their program. Try it. It can work for you. Almost everyone knows someone who has stopped smoking using hypnosis. Now that someone can be you. Attend the Mark Patrick Seminar Tuesday, August 20th at the Best Western Plus Country Covered Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg. And use the power of hypnosis to stop smoking now.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, emailer. A certain number of gun rights supporters never want change or think changes will work unless or until it affects them personally. I have seen it as parents that have had a son, daughter killed in a shooting. In many cases, their attitude about gun laws will change in a hurry. This is Dick, who is a gun law or gun owner.
Change for the sake of change is just... What? If you hope
it's
you change,
just change
to improvement.
It's just
you hope to improve. But hey, I wonder real quick that the BJ's commercial. Boy, that is a deep voice man. I mean, you talk about the deep voice man here at KOK or Sunbury Broadcasting, but boy, that guy's
still
coming from Beale Street down in Memphis, maybe.
Dan, you are on the Mark Aruni.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you know, back in the 50s, I don't know any farm. I grew up on the farm that
really
didn't have a host of weapons. I know we had five or six, me and my dad, and neighbors had 10, 12. And we took them to school, Mark. We took them. I went to country school. Yep, we took our gun to school and hunted on the way back and forth because we walked. And even our school teacher, a female, she had, which impressed me as a first grader, 12-gauge shotgun she kept at the school, and she hunted with that 12-gauge shotgun. Guns were all over, and we had no problems with these guns. They were for a purpose of hunting, target practice, and probably the least thing we thought of in the 50s was self-defense. That probably was in the back of our mind.
In case the Ruskies come in, though, you got to protect yourself from Russia in case they came in.
Well, yeah, that was the Cold War that was going on then. But, you know, what did we have? What did we have in the 50s that we got rid of in the 60s? Yeah, we had prayer in the school system. Every day we read the Bible in the school system.
Right, and slowly.
We even read the Bible in church sometimes.
Right, and slowly
and
we made
the
our
Bible at home.
Dan, what we did was we made our churches or our schools comply with the U.S. Constitution. So you like the Constitution when it protects gun rights, but you don't like it when it keeps religion out of our schools.
It protected our moral rights. We were a different people, and no one thought of using them weapons against anybody. That was a father's thought from our mind. When I was 13 years old, we went to Lewisburg. There was an old hardware store called Dreisbach Hardware, and Dad was doing some shopping, and I was getting a hunting gun. I wanted to hunt small game, so I walked down to Dreisbach Hardware, went in. They had two. I just loved for a double barrel, 12-gauge, so I picked the one I thought was the best, handed my $40, $40 for a beautiful Western Field Deluxe.
Western Field.
Double, and walked down the street, pointing it not at anybody, but pointing it in the correct direction, up in the air, walking down the street. And no one took a second look in Lewisburg. Now imagine doing that today, and there was no background checks, no anything, and no mass murders in anywhere to speak of.
Well, I'd say this, Dan, you're looking at the scenario where, you know, Mark talked about the Constitution. But remember, the Constitution is separation of church and state, not separation of church from state. So, you know, there can be some religious understandings even in public schools. But I would say look at the family nucleus, look at the religious, and also look at the moral decay that has happened culturally, and unfortunately you can you know that's happened all through time. But you look at the United States, pick a date from 1955, 1952, 1950, pick somewhere in the 50s to now, and we'll have to see how much has improved and how much has not improved.
Dan, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
I remember the awesomeness of what we thought of God, and I had neighbors. I grew up with a large family, and we had an awesome fear that we would displease God with our attitudes.
All right.
And that's the difference today. We had an awesomeness about our Father in Heaven.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
You guys have a great one. Good speaking with you.
Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
And we thank everybody for tuning in and listening to On the Mark. It is the WDKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, WDKOK Sunbury.